Hi, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casino USA, and welcome to podcast episode 41, SCOTUS Yes, Rule 21 No. And of course, we're talking about the recent ruling of the Supreme Court of the United States, which gave permission for states to open up sports books. You know what I'm saying? Every state will have its own laws, but there'll be legalized sports betting in a lot of them. I bet at least 40 of them. You take your pick. And I know Pennsylvania is already ready to go, and they say they'll be booking bets at the Rivers Casino, which is only a block away from Heinz Field where the Steelers play, for that first Steeler game. Well, we'll find out about it. And hey, a lot of interest in this decision all around the country. Mostly yays and some noes. But everyone cannot participate. When do you hear this? Everyone cannot participate. What's that about? Rule 21.
Hi, this is Jeff calling from Maryland. Hey, I wanted to get your take on the new Supreme Court ruling that sports betting is legalized. I know you frequent casinos across the country. How do you expect this ruling to impact those casinos, especially Vegas? And on a side note, how do you see the fantasy sports industry fitting into this? For so long, FanDuel and DraftKings and sites like that have claimed to be non-gambling sites. And now they're gearing up in excitement for this new decision. So would love to hear your take on all that. Love your podcast. Keep up the great work. Thanks.
Well, Jeff, you're exactly right. The Supreme Court of the United States took exception to the Nevada exception, you know, being the only state where you could gamble on a single game, and said that it's up to the states to regulate gambling. They weren't going to do it, so it's up to the states. And so the federal law that once did regulate, keep the other states from getting sports books in their casinos, has been null and void. So thanks to the Supreme Court for that. But your question about Vegas is a really interesting one, because from my reading in the Las Vegas Review Journal, which is the daily newspaper for the Las Vegas area, a lot of the sport book operators on the strip and off the strip are saying, hey, don't worry about it. It's not going to hurt us. It's not going to change a thing here. But I can see where it could change things in a negative way, and maybe it could change things in a positive way. And this is what I mean by that. Well, from this point, you don't have to go to Las Vegas to make a sports legal bet. You can do it probably in your own neighborhood casino, the casino that's closest to you if your state does grant that permission. And most states will, because they just tax the living hell out of these casinos. I know Pennsylvania is going to be, I think, 36% tax on the sports books. They're counting that money now. But it might also be that people who normally hadn't played, this game with betting on professional sports and college sports, etc., maybe now when they're in Vegas, they'll do it because they're doing it at home. So I can see how, in a roundabout way, it could maybe help Vegas too, you know, because it brings more people into betting. There are just a lot of people that wouldn't bet illegally out of a sense of fear. Maybe it's because of the position that they held. Who knows? Maybe their moral values. Who knows? But now they can do it legally, except Rule 21, which is a baseball rule saying, doesn't matter if it's legal, you can't do it. Professional baseball players would be fired if they violate Rule 21. They're going to just ban betting, because look what happens. I mean, consider this. You know, your team loses when the wide receiver drops a seemingly a touchdown pass, or an easy field goal is missed, etc., etc., or the big hitter with the bases loaded strikes out in baseball. And hockey goalies, my goodness, could they throw games? So, you know, rather than have all these conspiracy theories saying, oh, that this guy and this or, you know, this person threw the game, they're saying, no, it's like baseball, Rule 21. You cannot bet. Doesn't matter if it's legal or not. I think that's going to be standard place. So SCOTUS said yes, but Rule 21 says no. And that's for professional athletes in baseball. And I think you're going to see that across the board. The fantasy sports question, I think the fantasy sports sites are jumping for joy because they had to maintain that their sites were about skill. Yeah, they were. But let's face it, you were also winning money because you bet money. And a lot of states weren't buying it. So I think they're saying, like, at least now we're safe. You know, we're secure. Yeah, they're going to be regulated too, just like the sports books and casinos. But I think you're going to be found to be legal and things are going to be great. So I think there's a win-win there, not only for casinos outside of Nevada, but also for those people who play fantasy sports. And it's going to be legit across the board. Positives either way, Jeff. And thanks for the call. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. And I want to close this chapter by talking about the bookies who are doing this illegally. What about those poor people? Are they out of work? And I'm going to say no. They're probably going to change the VIGs. They're going to change the odds. They're going to make it a little more conducive, like, you know, why bet at a casino? We got better odds. But the other part of it is those illegal bookies, you can bet on credit. You can just give a call, you know, not at a casino. You got to pay up front. And that idea, like, oh, I'm going to place a late bet. Just tell my bookie, put it on my account, baby. All right. They'll survive somehow. They're not going to do the business they once did. But I think illegal sports bookies are still going to be around. Okay, let's go on to the rest of our show. And I want to talk about what the rest of our show involves. We'll be right back. We want to say congratulations today to the Rising Star Casino Resort in Rising Sun, Indiana. And that's a casino resort, that riverboat resort that we frequent often, you know, a couple times a year, despite the distance from Pittsburgh. That's also the one that Janie talked about. They had built a brand new RV park. The property has two hotels. We like to stay in a lodge. It's a newer one. Whew, sweet rooms. And boy, do they comp you if you're out of state. We'll talk about them and all the recent awards they won in one of the most important gambling magazines in the country. We're going to talk also in another chapter about our 9-day plan. That's our 9-day plan for 9 days in Las Vegas this coming July. Oh, my goodness. And we're building that plan, and we're going to share it with you. And finally today, Janie's going to talk about Daytona gambling boats, about that experience, and about some of the other things that you can enjoy in Daytona. And hey, remember this. She'll talk to you about swimming suits, bathing suits, swim trunks. Daytona is the best place in the world you can go. And she'll explain why. If you have a rough time getting the kind of suit that you want for summer fun, she'll straighten you up with that one. All right, hang on to your hats. We're coming right back. And let's enjoy this island music. Island music, baby, together. The votes are in. Gaming Magazine 2018 recently gave its Reader Choice Awards, and we're talking about the Cincinnati area. And the Rising Star Casino Resort, which is a full house gaming company resort. Customer service, first place. That's the fourth straight year. Customer service, oh, so important. First place. Casino personnel, first place. Fourth straight year. Buffet, first place. Third straight year. Advertising, first place. The second straight year. Theme, first place. The Players Club, second place. The golf course, second place. And nightlife, second place. What a basket of fantastic awards. Congratulations to everybody at the Rising Star Casino Resort. And truthfully, it's well worth the trip. That's www.risingstarcasino.com. You want to check it out. Their 800 number is 800-472-6311. They do have an indoor pool, so despite the weather, you know you can swim when you're there, their main building. They also have that Cincinnati chili, boy. Woohoo! Man, it's a little different, and it's worth the trip alone. But it's a beautiful riverboat. They even have an outside tiki deck in the warmer months you can take advantage of. And if you're an RV person, they have an RV park. So check them out. Friendly Matters at the Rising Star Casino Resort in Rising Sun, Indiana. So let's go on to our next chapter. Hey, so we're taking a cab from the McCarran Airport in Las Vegas to the Encore on the Strip. You know, that's going to be at least a 10-minute drive. Okay. Depending on the traffic, of course. So the cab driver says to me, "What's your game?" And I said, "I love craps. That's what I play." And he said, "So do I. I play every day." And I said something a little smart. I said, "Well, how have you avoided bankruptcy? Tell me." And he says, "Well, I only participate in craps for 20 rolls a day." That stuck in my mind. 20 rolls a day. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to be in Las Vegas for 9 days and nine nights. You know what? I don't want to lose $5,000 playing craps. And that could happen over a nine-day period. You know, say you go in for $600 a game. How about if I do the nine-day plan, which I have now named officially the NCD20 plan, Nevada Cab Driver 20 Rolls a Day plan. Oh, it's for me. It might be for you. And, you know, because that's a 180-roll game, and a lot of good or bad things can happen. But at least I'm not going to get killed on a single day. Oh, boy. So let's talk about some of the ideas that we're incorporating in that NCD20 plan. And you know what? It might appeal to you, too. Okay. Danny says, "Well, not why? Let's do the Iron Cross, because at least you'll win money every roll, you know, unless it's a seven, you're going to win money." And, you know, she said, "If you play 22 inside and people are throwing fours and tens, you're not going to win." And you got your point. And I'm thinking, well, you know what? I can still play pass line. I can still play odds behind the pass line, etc. You know, come on. You know, I can go hammerlock. I can bet the pass line, the dome pass, and just make it a odds bet, you know, on the dome pass that makes it real. Oh, there's so many decisions I have to make, but I'm really getting excited about it. I mean, the intensity for every roll is going to be magnified for sure. And I welcome all those seven come outs, you know. Oh, that's easy money. But I don't want sevens coming up too much after that come out. I'm thinking I could hop to sevens and play three-way craps. Oh, man, I could have so much fun doing these things. 20 rolls a day. And, you know, we're talking about considering getting out of Western Pennsylvania for some period of time next winter. And if we go to Vegas and rent one of those condos for a month, come on, you can't go to a casino every day with $500, you know? I mean, I can't do that here in Pittsburgh. I mean, let's be honest. But I can see where you can have a certain number of rolls and you do it, and you're not going to win a whole lot maybe, but you're not going to get killed either. That's what I like about it. But over the period of the 9 days, 180-roll game, that's nice. That's a big game. So think about that. I'm planning probably to play craps from the pass line to start, and I probably will do a 22 inside with that point number and odds behind the pass line and take it from there. But I'm willing to adjust. I'm willing to adjust. And will I up my bets as I approach the 20th roll or decrease them? Oh, that's going to depend on what's going on. Am I winning or losing? I can tell you this. If I'm winning, I'll probably have a tendency to up my bets. That's just what I do. And I'm thinking that I'm going to try to chart the numbers so I can share them with our listeners. You know, each day I just got to record what happens on 20 rolls and then, you know, tell you where my money was. So I thought that'd be a lot of fun. And I'll give a day-by-day money report also, you know, am I up 40 or am I down 50, whatever it is, you know, day one, day two, day three. And you can kind of follow that. And that's great. We'll give you the specifics of where we're going to be, when we're going to be there. And you could tweet us, and maybe we could hook up for an icy draft or something like that. You know, I love to do that with our listeners. We had a flyover states tour, and I met dozens of our listeners, and it was just a blast for me, and I hope they enjoyed it too. That's something else we could talk about. But hey, craps players, the NCD20 plan. Yeah, and it's coming your way in July 2018. So be ready. And if you haven't done this, I already started just looking and checking things out with Groupons. Bally's, where we're staying the first three nights, they have that deal in their Nosh Deli, a Groupon for $13, which gives you $20 worth of food. Hey, that's a meal. That's a meal. That's a meal. And of course, when we're at Bally's, we can go out the side door on Flamingo and just walk down to Koval Lane, and there's Alice Island. And we can eat great food there inexpensively. But we'll be talking about all that too. Because if you're staying in Nevada for, you know, more than 2 or 3 days, cost of food can add up. And we'll talk about how we're going to get around that, but still eat good food. But here's a Groupon that, oh man, I almost fell over and fainted when I saw it. And it was about getting a cabana at Bally's. And if I read this properly, I'm looking at it, it says $19. Now, it's normally $78, $80 on weekdays, you know, for a half day. But boy, oh boy, if I could get an afternoon cabana for $19 with a Groupon, I'm in. I am in. All right. Boy, that'd be a great place to hook up with our listeners if we could do that. But I don't know if that Groupon is going to be there for July. I'm hoping. And I might even pay a little bit more. I really enjoy that cabana experience. We did that at Mandalay Bay, and we'll never forget it. Oh, my goodness. And we were bombarded with people all day long. But it's just a way to enjoy the summer fun in Las Vegas. And we're also talking about the shows that we're going to consider. You know, where are we going to go? Because it's not going to be about gambling, you know, 24/7. We're going to have some fun and see some shows that we've never seen before. We're pretty excited about that. Like, who's there? And there are some people there already we know that we want to see. So that makes it all the better. And, you know, we have always been attracted to Fremont Street and enjoyed walking up and down Fremont Street. But all through the years, we've never stayed on Fremont Street. But this time, for the first time, we are booked that last weekend at the Golden Nugget. And you know what attracted us to the Golden Nugget? I'll be honest, it was the Shark Tank. Seems like it's pretty cool, you know? Oh, my goodness. Swimming with the sharks, but not in a way that you can get hurt. Oh, but I'm excited about the Golden Nugget, and I'm excited to experience the ability to walk up and down and get, you know, into this casino, that casino, et cetera, without the Uber, without Lyft, without a cab driver, and without killing yourself in the Nevada July heat. You know, because the casinos are so close. So we're so excited about that. And I wouldn't mind stopping back at Container Park in the evening. What a beautiful place Container Park is. And we've spent a few hours there before. But I'm looking forward to that closeout weekend at the Golden Nugget on Fremont Street. In our final chapter today, we're bringing on Janie. And she's going to talk about her experiences at Daytona Beach with gambling and shopping. Oh, we had a blast. And it might be something you want to consider. Daytona Beach, what a wild place. And of course, that big decision, do I get in the ocean or do I stay in the pools? Ah, all right, here's Janie.
Hi, everyone. Well, if you live in the eastern half of the country and you feel drawn to the ocean much more than the desert, consider visiting a very unique ocean beach in Florida, and that would be Daytona Beach. The sand there is different than anywhere else in the world, as our hotel bellman tells us. And truthfully, this is where NASCAR started running on the beaches. It's also very easy to ride a bike on the sand. It's so soft on the feet, and it actually, people claim it does a pedicure on your feet. But it is as hard as the ground in your backyard or a city park. You don't sink into it, and nothing else does either, including your cars. The choice always is, for us, swim in the ocean on these great hard sand beaches or enjoy the pool outside the hotel. Well, the choice was fairly easy. We did both all week long. Yet, to enjoy your visit to Daytona, it doesn't mean that you'll be unable to visit a casino. In fact, there are some tribal casinos in Florida, and some of them are quite impressive. When Coach and I are staying in Daytona Beach, usually what we decide to do is to gamble and take the free shuttle from our beach hotel to the boat. They have gambling boats which go out into international waters. They're docked but a few miles away, so we just take the shuttle. Victory Boats is the company that runs a gambling boat close to Daytona Beach. And you just ask or request a pickup at least the day before. We asked our hotel people about that, and they told us that we'd probably be picked up even if we didn't call. The charge is $10 to get to the boat, and the shuttle ride, or get on the boat, rather. The shuttle ride is free. You could also sit, as we did, as you're going out into the international waterway, you can just sit on the boat on the deck upstairs, and we saw dolphins swimming in and around the boat. And you can enjoy that if you, let's say, you don't want to gamble or you just want to sit there for a while. And they usually have a buffet if the weather's amenable. I have just a couple tips if you do go on one of these boats. I would advise that maybe you avoid playing the slots and choose a table game. The slot playouts are not often very impressive, and they don't have good payback numbers. And you can remember that you're gambling in international waters, so that affects all of the payouts. There's not very many slots to begin with, and what I found is the water can be so rough that the chairs they're not permanent in the boat. They don't even stay in place. A lot of people choose to just stand there and then hold on to the machine. We had the misfortune one time of being in a pretty heavy storm, really rough waters, and no one could sit on the chairs. The second tip I have is that if you are going on one of the boats, and no one tells you this ahead of time, you have to play a table game, you have to reserve a place at the table of your choice before the boat casts off. Otherwise, you may not be able to find a place. These tables get pretty crowded, as most people don't play the slots there. And as you board the boat, you can get a small marker to do that. You go over to the table and put it there. The tables, when we were there, were very heavily populated, so you might want to take advantage of that. We were fortunate. We won over $1,000 in a craps game there, and we had a really hot shooter. It was a young guy who was celebrating his 18th birthday. And he had one of those rolls that pass line players just dream about. It was long, long, and long. Being able to gamble on these international boats at 18 is also an attraction to 18-year-olds. While you're in Daytona Beach, one of the other features we really enjoy is that we like all the fresh fish that's there. There's a ton of beachfront bars in Daytona Beach with really nice menus. We always look for ones that offer the fresh fish of the day. We ate fresh grouper almost every day, and I have to say we felt pretty good about eating all that fish. When we came home, and I think we were there 9 or 10 days, I told my daughter, I said, wow, we had fish or seafood every day. We had no pasta, no beef, no chicken. And her comment to me was, wow, I bet your mercury level's really high. So I guess that may be a downside for that. Most places on the beach there look like Jimmy Buffett bars, even though they're not officially the Jimmy Buffett bar. But if you think about it, that makes sense to have a Jimmy Buffett bar on an ocean beach, much more than, let's say, in the middle of the desert, like in Nevada. Let me tell you one of the things I like about Daytona Beach, though. It's the area surrounding it, the little towns that are around it. The next town to Daytona Beach is Ormond Beach. And the reason that I like it is they have swimwear shops that are amazing. They have thousands of bathing suits. And I used to joke with the coach here, I'd say, even if we don't come here for anything else, I would come here for the swimsuits, because I could always, always find the swimsuit. Not only the swimsuit, but the cover-up that matched it, the hat, the flip-flops. Just an amazing amount of suits, and you could find any size to fit. And any combination, it was just a lot of fun for someone who likes to shop and try swimsuits on. So that's just a little added bit of information that you can enjoy while you're there. I might add, too, that when Fav and I are traveling, we always try to attend the closest Catholic church in the area. And I found one just a few blocks from our hotel. That what surprised me there, because it was a beachfront town, it was casual, a little more casual than maybe we are up here in the Northeast, but little dogs were allowed in the church. As long as they behaved, you know, they sat right there in the pew with you. And this I just found very amazing. And then they had a coffee after the Mass, and everybody that I met had been a misplaced northerner. I didn't meet any native Floridians. And I remember talking to one woman, and I said, oh, it would be nice to live here at least in the winter. You know, maybe not year-round. And she said, why not year-round? And I said, well, you know, my grandchildren are not here. They're spread out. I have six of them. And she said, look, if you live here, your grandchildren will find you. So I guess that could be true.
I'm betting with you, Jenny. I'm sure that's true. Hey, and thank you for your tips on Daytona Beach. You know, something else that I know Jenny enjoyed as well is they have the dog tracks there. And they have them in West Virginia, too, which isn't far from us. But we enjoyed a night at the dog races. It was funny. And you could just kind of pick out any dog you want to, because they all collide and collapse in most turns, you know, early in the race. But some people really do take a look at those dogs, and they bet very seriously. But it's very enjoyable. Also, the Daytona Speedway is there. And, you know, the Daytona 500 is one of the iconic races in American history. We have family members that go to Bike Week, you know. Not the Hells Angels or the Cleveland Outlaws, but yeah, they're just bikers, and they go to Bike Week, and they tell us they have a blast. I never made that scene, but they really enjoy it. So many of the hotels during spring break close the hotel balconies that the rooms have, because if you're on the ocean side, all those hotels that we saw down there had balconies open, you know, small balconies, and they just close them during spring break. Also, I understand they close them during Bike Week as well, too. And you can guess why. But anyway, they put some kind of lock on the door inside your room that you can't open it. That's what I mean by close the balconies. But that's a kick. There's just a lot of things to do and see in Florida. And the thing is, with the Indian casinos nearby and the gambling boats nearby, and of course the gambling doesn't start until you get into international waters with those. And if you have 18 and 19-year-olds in your family, they might want to actually go to Daytona for those gambling boats to gamble for the first time. You know, even with their parents nearby, you know, it's okay. Particularly if you're getting money to gamble. Maybe that's the whole appeal. But that's another thing to consider. But I call Daytona Beach a Vegas alternative, because sometimes it's not the desert you're seeking. You know, you're looking for that beachfront kind of experience. And, you know, there's gambling there, of course. Also, you have amusement parks galore up and down Daytona Beach. And every hotel has the pools are on the ocean side, the back side of the hotels. And they have little tiki-like bars, you know, on the beach, basically. It's hotel property. But you can just do that. You can make that jump, and then go back to your own hotel. There's a lot of things to do. Okay, I also wanted to mention, before we close here today, two of our Facebook group members, Elaine and Jerry, we talk about them a lot because they do what we do. They just don't want to do a podcast. They travel and gamble. They were at Jack's Thistletown Casino in North Randall, Ohio, and North Randall is outside of Cleveland. I don't know if it's considered a suburb, but it's outside of Cleveland. And Elaine sent a picture. She had a nice hit on a slot machine over $500. So congratulations to Elaine and Jerry. And, hey, we appreciate you checking in. That's great. Remember, it's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in our American lifestyle. So we also wanted to say, hey, follow us on Facebook. You know, join us and make your own comments about what we say and do. And that's our Facebook group. It's in the hundreds now. It's just Casinos USA written as two words. We also tweet and post Maybe occasionally, maybe too frequently. But that's at Casinos USA 2017. At Casinos USA 2017. And check out our website, and all our podcasts are archived there. If you miss them on all the available outlets that are out there, we're on nearly every one. You can find us on our own website. That's www.casinosusa.bet, B-E-T. Casinos USA written as one word, .bet, B-E-T. And you might want to explore our website. It's several pages, and we have a lot of tips and other kinds of information there for you. We also have a page for people that want to start their own podcast. We tell the story about how we started ours and the growth that we experienced. So you might enjoy reading that. But check out our website. Okay, remember, Casinos USA is a place where every day is Saturday. Thanks. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Every day is Saturday.